It's January, and that means it's time for terrible action movies and substandard sequels. This week, we get both with Den of Thieves 2, Pantera.
Grab a seat.
The sequel to the modest 2018 hit sees Gerard Butler as a corrupt cop reconnecting with a previous partner in crime. This time, they're working with one of the slickest gangs in Europe, the Pantera.
We're here to rob the World Diamond Center. Over 50 billion in diamonds moves through here each year. This will be our biggest job on the continent.
I know the original Den of Thieves has its fans, but I'm not one of them. These films suffer from wholly unlikable characters. I mean, if you can't make likable characters, at least make interesting ones. This movie does neither.
We have a problem.
Marlboro Man. How'd you guys meet?
Prison.
Tinder, actually.
Still, if you want more of what the first film gave you, this does deliver.
And the cop goes gangster.
But dragging the gang back together 7 years later feels desperate and gives us some of the chubbiest action stars since Steven Seagal in the late 90s.
He got over on me. No one gets over on me.
The heist is needlessly convoluted, the cinematography is dark and murky, and at least half of the scenes feature people dressed in black moving through dark halls to avoid other people dressed in black. And the 2.5 hour running time makes it even worse.
You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Den of Thieves 2, Pantera gets 0 diamonds out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.